welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library podcast. I'm Ariel.
I'm Mignon.
And this week we are talking about the experience kits we offer with Riley.
Yay.
Hello, hi. Riley.
Thanks for coming. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what is an experience kit?
So an experience kit is basically an opportunity for our patrons to have new experiences.
Right. I think I've seen where there's knitting. I think I've seen some puzzles maybe
when I
was looking through them.
We basically think of some things that people want to try new things in their
hobbies.
Lives.
Yeah,
yes, and
yeah.
Hobbies that they might not have otherwise.
Yeah.
So we have baking, we have knitting, a lot of board games, and specifically for families to enjoy things together and make memories.
Because they can be expensive. Like sometimes I'm like, oh,
yes.
I want to start a new hobby, and then I look at how much it costs, like crocheting, and then I'm like, oh, I go to Michael's and I look around and I'm like, ooh, I don't know about this, and
right.
I walk out.
So yeah, it's perfect for people who are like, well, do I even want to do this? And
yeah.
You can just rent it for a little bit and try it out. So.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
I've been kind of excited for this. We just recently added this to our website. For those that want to check this out, go to our website. It's under Books and More. But we didn't have it there before until we were trying to do a podcast on this, didn't realize, why is this not on our website? Mm-hmm. And I'm especially excited for this is, like you said, it's a family mm-hmm. thing, right? And what a great time. It's a holidays.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone's coming home. They're going to get together. And really, why not come to the library and grab one of these?
Yeah.
And experience. I mean, it's called experience.
Literally,
yeah,
experience.
Literally, right? So I think this is perfect timing for this.
Yeah.
So we want to try to explain a little bit more about what this is.
Right.
Right?
So what kinds of experience kits do we have to offer? I guess we kind of went down
yeah.
that road. But I know, just to kind of cover it a bit more, I know there's board games.
Mm-hmm.
I see knitting, puzzles. I think I seen I'm probably going to mispronounce it, but it's like a bundt cake thing, something for that, for like baking. But is there anything else that comes to mind? Because there's a lot. There's like 40 or something like
there
that.
There are 40 right now.
Yeah, there's 40.
So we just added one for making cookies. We actually have a lot
cute.
Of baking ones, which I love. Because
perfect time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have some new games. One is called, I wrote it down.
Yeah, there's a lot of board games.
Yeah,
there's a lot of board games. And we also have like multi-game kits.
Okay.
So you can try out multiple games with your family. I think that's great if you're having like a party.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of puzzles, 500 piece and 1,000 piece, which are very hard
wow.
because
yeah.
a lot of times you can misplace a lot of them.
Yeah.
But it's also very fun.
But again, with the whole like, it's the perfect time because during the holidays, there's so many family members,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are going to be in one place.
Or
so
you get snowed in and you want
right.
to put together a puzzle.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just flabbergasted to know that we had 40.
Yeah.
yeah.
There's so much.
Just, you know, we walk by that thing that's next to that teen services
mm-hmm.
and we see it on the wall. And I'm just curious. I'm thinking probably many people just walk by it.
Yeah.
And really probably don't even really pay attention to it.
Right.
Other than they may see it.
Yeah.
So let's bring some attention to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, of course.
But nevertheless, 40, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So the next question is, how often do we update our expense kits?
So I actually just took this over like 2 or 3 months ago.
recent.
So, yeah, very recent. But so far, we've gotten 3 more in. So I would say at least 1 a month we are doing right now.
Yeah,
so
that's not bad. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
that's
adding a lot.
Pretty quick,
yeah.
We already have some ideas for January and February.
Yeah,
so
I feel
excited.
Like you could just keep going with it. I mean, there's so much to experience,
you
know, in life. Like, wow. But yeah, Valentine's Day and, I don't know, something, I don't know, crafty.
Yeah, I'm sure every holiday could offer something.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no.
Literally.
That sounds really awesome. I guess, what is the selection process for that? Do you know?
Yeah.
Is it kind of just like ideas that pop in your head, or you might see something? I don't know, like, because there's so much to choose from,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I don't know, it was just a question I had, how you select things.
For me, I was already interested in it before I took it over. Like,
yeah.
I had my little notes. I was really interested in it because I think I would want that in my own library. I'm like, yes, like, yeah. I want to try things.
For sure.
So I usually go through Amazon and like other shopping sources and just look for things that I'm like, oh, that game looks fun, or that's something I'm interested in. Like right now, we're trying to look into maybe a ukulele kit or like watercolor and things like that. So
that's nice. Lots of different I will things. Say with the watercolor, I know the watercolor events that we have fill up really, really fast.
Yes.
So that might be something
that
really people would
is.
Be interested
Painting
in.
Is definitely
They're very popular here.
Yes,
for
it
sure.
is. And I like this next question. It says, can a patron request a certain type of experience kit? And I think this is a good service.
I think it's
good
a good
response,
question.
Right?
I personally, I don't know, I haven't gotten any yet, but I would love for a patron to start requesting it, go to the information desk and say, hey, I have an idea, because I would love to hear what people are actually wanting and needing in the community.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm definitely for it.
That'd be awesome. So you guys hear her. So if you have an idea, then you go to the information desk and you let us know. And we will pass it on to Riley.
I'm sure there are other people that can benefit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Are these experience kits, are they more, I know, I think we kind of talked about how it is family-oriented, but are there any that are, like, specifically for adults or specifically for teens or children, you know, are there children experience kits, something like that?
So the children's department actually do have kits, but they aren't really experience kits. So we do have it on the front. It will say what age range it's for.
Okay, that's good.
So like we have like the, it'll say like the family kits, and we also have like date nights for adults. So that's a kit So obviously it's also for like the guardian's discretion. Like if you think your kid can bake with you, that's up to you, you know?
Yes, right.
So I'm going to combine the next two questions. Can a patron check out the experience kit, and how long can they keep it?
Yep, so it's basically just the same as checking out a book. It's at the checkout desk, and it's for the exact same amount of time, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
So,
right.
Gives you a lot of time.
Yeah, you can do
a lot.
Yeah.
You know, can they take as many?
That's a good question, yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Can they take more than one?
I think it's three. I think it's three.
Three kids.
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you can do a lot.
Yeah, one a week.
Keep you interested in all weekend.
And then I guess just a random question I had is if they could use it in the library. I guess maybe if they went ahead and got a room with us, they would be able to use it. But that's nice that if they did have a group of people. Oh my God, I don't know, I just had a random thought. If you got a room with like a group of friends or something, you can just like experience multiple kids
play the games exactly
like during that time period. I think that would be fun. It's really nice that it's so accessible, just having it in that place.
We've already started to try and do like we'd had like a puzzle one where we tried to take all the puzzles off the shelf so patrons could come and try them out first before checking them out. So we're trying to do that more.
Yeah.
Obviously, like the cooking and the baking ones, you can't really do
in
the library. But yeah, if they want to check it out, and we even have the study rooms for the smaller kits. If you want to do like, I don't know, just an easy board game or something like that, you definitely could. And we're trying to do also like some book kits as well to like have an experience with a book, so that's coming.
Yeah,
but that would be
easy
to do in the library. So.
Yeah,
I think I remember seeing you had a game, a breakout game, also.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I see something like that, or maybe Dungeons and Dragon games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
that you could easily reserve one of these meeting rooms and have a group over and experience it right here at the library.
Yeah, and I actually have a random one too. I remember seeing there's like fake crime, like solve a crime with like a group of people.
Kind of like
I don't
Clue.
Know much about it. Yeah,
yeah.
Kind of like that. And it's like it has all the materials and you're kind of like going through the story and trying to like solve the crime with your friends. I don't know, that would be something that I'd be interested
use
in
our
seeing.
Rooms at the same time. It's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot to learn today. I don't think I have any questions.
I guess, you know, if we do, as you say, if we collect these things once a month, there is going to be a lot of experiences, and we need to do a better job
right.
promoting this.
Sure.
And I'm so glad we're doing this now. And for those of you that's staying home, again, I know we said it earlier, during the holidays, come and check these out. And again, these are stacked, is that the room F?
Right, yes.
Meeting room F?
Yes,
it's against the wall in room F next to Teen Services. And I think you will be pleasantly surprised with all the stuff that you'll find. So, Riley, I know you keep looking and gathering these experienced kids, and hopefully we can continue to add to our collection.
I'm excited to see the new ones when
they
come in.
Too.
Yeah, Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys learned something as well. And again, if you have any other questions or you want to learn more about experience kits, then you can go to the info desk and we'll pass on that information to Riley.
Yes, we will. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Bye.
Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Your hosts are marketing manager Minyoung Bowling and media coordinator Ariel Reams. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. If you want to learn more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org. See you next time!